Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Necco Wafers, Short Stuff on Necco Wafers, the wafers from Necco.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Chuck.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever thought about putting a Necco wafer in your mouth?
Oh, boy, that was good. Good drama. You know, I've never had one of these.
I haven't either. I've gone my whole life
really?
Without them. Oh, yeah, no.
Can we pledge to never have them, or now do you want to?
I don't know. It could go either way. That's a really good question. Like,
okay.
Like I could see going your whole life, like getting that engraved on your tombstone. Like,
yeah,
I never had a Necco wafer.
So what we're talking about is a candy. It's referenced pretty prominently in some movie in a line, and I could not think of what it was, which really bugged me. But that's sort of where I even heard of Necco wafers was, I think, just through pop culture. Mm-hmm. It's not something, not only have I not had one, I don't know anyone who's ever had one. Like, I've never been with someone who was just chowing on Necco wafers,
right,
or had a family member that was a Necco enthusiast.
No, it's typically, and I don't mean to be ageist, but it's typically viewed as kind of like a grandma candy,
mm-hmm,
you know, where like
saltwater taffy, even though I know you love that.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Saltwater taffy is just so good when it's done right.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying it's a bit of a grandma candy.
Okay, and we love sure. I'm with you.
Our grandmas, God rest their souls.
Exactly right. But no, it has just kind of that whole doily kind of aura around it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think when you buy Necco wafers, it comes with a doily.
It does. You just unroll the wax packaging. And so if you've not seen this, you probably have. If you don't know what we're talking about, you probably have seen it. It comes in like a kind of a wax paper roll.
Tube.
Yeah. Tube. And then the wafers themselves are a little bigger than the size of a quarter, maybe. And they're dusty, chalky,
mm-hmm, yeah,
weirdly colored. Two of the colors are brown and gray.
not a good candy color.
But they're like, no, not at all. But they're like a multicolored roll of this chalky, dusty, multi-flavored candy that they're not complimentary flavors either. It's a mess. Necco wafers are a big, giant mess. I'm just going to say it. They're a 170-year-old mess.
Yeah, I guess we'll just go ahead and mention those flavors. You've got the lemon yellows, the lime greens, the orange.
Mm-hmm.
Light purple is clove. Do not ever get one of those near my mouth.
Okay.
Cinnamon is white. A little weird. Winter green is pink.
Weirder.
Also weird. Licorice is dark gray.
Right.
And then there's a chocolate flavor, which is brown, and I guarantee you it does not taste like chocolate.
No. And I was like, you can look at Necco wafers and be like, I know what that's going to taste like, and I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, I agree.
But you and I have had basically Necco wafers because the Necco company, we should say the name is kind of an acronym. It stands for New England Candy Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also are the makers of conversation hearts. You know those little hearts that say, be mine, I'm yours? Those are differently shaped Necco wafers. It's the same exact thing. So things, when you've tried them before and been like, these are absolutely horrible,
yeah,
you would think the same thing about Necco wafers.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So it's just a Necco wafer is just a thinner sort of coin-like version of those.
Yes, that don't say something like be mine or I'm yours. Apparently the ones these days say email me.
or grab a glass of water.
Right, this is going to be terrible.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll talk a little bit more about where these started and why they're still around right after this. Hey friends, as every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once, and it's really tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing.
Yeah, Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power a bunch of important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them.
Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening, because they believe their product should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. You can learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know.
All right. If we got back in the Wayback Machine and went back to 1901, we would see Necco wafers being cranked out from the New England Candy Company, even though apparently they were around since 1847. I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, one of the co-founders of New England Candy Company invented this lozenge machine, the machine that basically popped out these little wafers. And one of the first things they did was use it to make Necco wafers. So Necco wafers actually predate Necco itself. And they used to be called Hub wafers. And Hub was like an old-timey name, like slang term for Boston. So they were Boston wafers originally, but they predate the company that made them famous.
And they predate virtually every popular candy that we know of.
And Methuselah.
I think Hershey Bar officially came out 1 year prior, but every other sort of candy bar that you know and love came around the 1920s and 30s as far as the classics go.
Right.
M&M's in the 1940s. But the Necco wafer in 1901, they pack it in soldiers' rations in the Civil War, which should be your first, like, stay far away from this candy in 2021 sort of warning. Mm-hmm. Like, if they put it in Civil War rations, you probably don't want to be eating it today. It
also, so that's debatable whether it actually was in the Civil War. Like, that's a long-standing thing that Necco's been saying for a while. But I think some historians that have looked into it are like, nah, I'm not 100% sure about that. But it definitely was in the rations of American soldiers in World War II, because the government actually took over the Necco factory and requisitioned like a sizable portion of their production to give to soldiers, because they don't melt. They're really portable, and it's like a high calorie dense snack.
Yeah, and the Civil War was over in 1865, so it had to have just been that first version, the whatever they were called.
The hub ones?
Yeah. So at any rate, they're made from sugar and corn syrup. They're, like you said, super chalky. Mm-hmm. And if you take a survey or see a survey even online, right, for candies, it's usually kind of right at the bottom. I feel bad because we're doing nothing but bagging on this classic candy.
Some people love them.
Really?
From what I've seen, from one of the company spokespeople, yes, some people love them.
Get a Sweet Tart if you want something like that.
Or a Spree. Sprees are even better.
Spree. What is a Spree?
Oh, it's like the shiny, slicker version of Sweet Tarts. It's not at all powdery. It's got a slick, shiny coating, and it's vastly superior in taste as well. And smell.
I never really loved those.
Really? They looked like game pieces. Yes, they did. So it was a lot more fun to eat them because you'd be like, oh, I'm not supposed to be eating this. I'm supposed to be playing, and TS, I'm going to eat it.
Well, and that's a nice transition, actually, because as far as Necco wafers go, people sometimes buy them and use them for kids to train them on communion, edible poker chips, shingles for gingerbread houses. That's a nice application.
Yes.
Or place markers.
So there is actual evidence that some people do enjoy the taste of them because the current company that owns them is Spangler from Bryan, Ohio. It's a family-run outfit that's, I think, over 100 years old.
That's great.
And Spangler, very appropriately, also are the ones who make Circus Peanuts, which is a lot of people's second most hated candy.
Yeah.
So poor Spangler's putting out a lot of stuff that people don't like, but whatever. We're, you know, hats off to them for staying at it. But I guess Spangler did, pre-Spangler, the company that owned them, changed the recipe. Like to kind of make it a little less artificially flavored and colored. And there was a 35% drop in sales as a result. Yeah. So they went back to the original recipe. So that does mean that people out there do actually eat Necco wafers. They don't just use them as poker chips, like you were saying.
Yeah. And, you know, hats off to the Spangler company. We love these small kind of old school family run candy companies. Mm-hmm. I don't think that us saying that we probably won't try a Necco is going to hurt their sales.
Right.
Hopefully this shines a little light on that company.
Yeah.
But they did a survey last year in 2020 that said, that found that 73% of Americans are familiar with or at least had Necco wafers.
Okay.
Pretty good coverage there.
Yeah.
At 73%. Baby boomers and Gen X obviously lead that pack, but 71% of millennials know about Necco wafers.
Yeah.
And whatever is it, what's behind it?
Z.
Is it Gen Z?
Z.
Is that 18 to 23-year-olds? Or is that even something else?
I think they fall within Gen Z.
Yeah, we need to do that Generations podcast at some point.
All right.
But apparently they obviously are sort of bringing up the rear with 40% awareness. Necco awareness is what they call it in the biz.
Necco awareness. But, I mean, that's still pretty respectable for the 18 to 23 set. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and how much could these things, I mean, what do they cost? What's a tube of those cost?
I genuinely don't know. But I will tell you that there was a dark time where they were not around. Necco wafers were purchased by Spangler in 2018, and they went offline and reissued them in 2020. But now I guess they're here to stay.
All right, well, I just looked it up out of curiosity. Apparently, you can get them delivered during COVID, which is great.
Okay.
You can get a 6-pack of Necco wafers for about $18.50. So about $3 a tube.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Did you expect like 59 cents?
No, I expected it to hover more around a dollar price point.
Yeah. An American classic, the original in bold letters, candy wafer since 1847.
That's great. What's cool about collecting them, too, there's a lot of people who clearly collect, like, the old nostalgic Necco wafers.
Okay.
Is you can eat them, and they'll taste exactly the same today as they did when they were first made back in the 19th century.
Does not surprise me. That's great.
I made that up, by the way, but it was just a joke.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me either.
Okay. Well, since Chuck's not at all surprised, and I think we've reached the end of this episode, I say, Chuck, Short Stuff is out. What do you say?
Agreed.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.